Well, my intent in this brief 20-minute of my segment is to give you more or less a 30,000-foot flyby of what exactly EB-5 is, and then spend the last 10 minutes on what I believe are some key situations and structures of which you should be aware when you're involved in these transactions, as well as touching upon later some issues and questions when EB-5 is in the capital stack. Now, keep in mind, I'm giving broad examples, general structures, that sort of thing. So there are could be exceptions, could be, you know, counterexamples, but I'm giving you just the general outlay. Then for the last 10 minutes, I'm going to hand off to my colleagues, Scott Bernard and Jenny Walters, and they'll discuss some typical compliance issues that you might be also involved with if you're in this space. Now, before I begin, you probably already know that the program is set to sunset on 9:30 unless something gets reenacted, and I think the general consensus in the industry is it will be renewed, but possibly with changes. And so if there are changes, I'll report back to you in November when I'm asked to speak on the same topic. Okay, guys, what is EB-5? EB-5 refers to the EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program, or alternatively, EB-5 Regional Center Program. The 5 refers to the fifth preference category for employment-based immigration that is found in the Immigration and Nationality Act. The program is essentially a fast track, a little over 5 years, for an immigrant investor to obtain an unconditional green card or visa. Now, this is not a path to citizenship. It is a path to legal, lawful, permanent residence. Now, Congress's stated intent in enacting this legislation was to stimulate the U.S. economy through job creation and capital investment.